My will to achieve is my one-pointedness in my attitude. My will to achieve is my one-pointedness in my attitude. If I'm one-pointed in my attitude, 100% of the time, I will achieve. If I'm one-pointed in my attitude, all of the time, every thought I have is that I am directed toward whatever my attitude is. And my attitude is the simplest thing. It's this thing that it goes on in my life, in my body, in my affairs, all the time. All the time, my attitude is standing out there saying, yes. My attitude is standing out there saying, ho, 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 ho. My attitude is standing out there and saying, this I believe. This is who I am. This is all that matters to me. And that's my attitude. We all have strong attitudes on many areas of our life. And these strong attitudes take us to success in many things that we do. These strong attitudes are ones that we don't necessarily think about all the time, but we do experience it all the time because it is what we are really thinking about in our mind, in our heart, in our being. And if for any reason we have a variable attitude, if for any reason 1 minute we believe that it's going to be done and the next minute we believe it's not going to be done, then who knows what's going to come? Who knows what's going to take place in our life? Who knows what sort of activities we're going to have in our world? Who knows? It's a good thought, isn't it? Who knows? Do you know? Do you know what your attitude is? Do you know what your belief is? Do you know what you think all the time? Even when things come up that are kind of difficult to handle, do you handle them with strength and with wisdom and with power? Do you handle them with knowledge? Do you handle them with the reality that that is what it's all about and that's all it's all about? Nothing more? Do you handle it that way? Do I handle it that way? If I am so excited about something, if I am so thrilled about something, if my attitude is so joyous and so uplifting about something, you can be sure that takes place in my life. So, why don't I get excited about being a millionaire? Why don't I get excited about having a healthy body? Why don't I get excited about being surrounded by wonderful, magnificent people who just delight me beyond all measure? Why don't I get excited about that? I do. I do. But I also allow myself to get excited about the condition that I don't want, the lack of friends, the condition I don't want, the lack of good health, the condition I don't want, unfulfilled dreams and desires. Those are things that I should get my attitude all pumped up about, get my attitude all enthused about, get my attitude all developed about and say, it is done, it is done, it is done. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, yes, I'm fantastic. I live in this beautiful being, in this beautiful body, in this beautiful life of mine. I live in it, and it is mine now. And how wonderful that is, how fantastic that is, how joyous that is, how exciting that is. Yes, how exciting that is. Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's what makes my world go round. That's what makes my life happy. That's what makes my life fulfilled. My will to achieve is my one-pointedness in my attitude. Now, what sort of one-pointedness do you have in your attitude about you? What sort of one-pointedness do you have in your attitude about your life? Now, you look at a baby and you see a baby so happy and cooing and you feel so good for it. You're just joyous about it. and you say, wow, isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that fantastic? Yes! Now, that same beautiful attitude, that same beautiful feeling of oneness, that same beautiful feeling of goodness when you look at the baby, look at yourself and think that same thing. Look at yourself and say, yes, 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 life is wonderful. And you say, people are idiots who act like that. What wonderful idiots. They are putting their attitude in motion for the choice that they have for their life. They are putting their attitude in motion for the thing that my will to achieve is my one-pointedness in my attitude. My will to achieve is my one-pointedness in my attitude. What is your one-pointedness for your attitude? What is my one-pointedness for my attitude? Look at me. Look at me. Basically, you'll see what kind of a person I am. I'm a happy person. I'm a fulfilled person. I'm a joyous person. I'm a marvelous person. That's the kind of person I am. Now, when you see that, that's my attitude. That's my will to achieve. That's my choice of who I am. My will to achieve is my one-pointedness in my attitude. Oh, my attitude can be variable. My attitude can be dancing around from one point of view to another. My attitude can be success or lack of success. My attitude can be looking at the troubles of the world, or my attitude can be looking at the glory of the world. We've all got opportunities to look at the troubles of the world if we want to. We can look at what other people are saying about other people and how unkind they are and think, wow, that's terrible. We can think about things that just are not beneficial to us. And when we do that, we empower them. We empower those things that we think are not beneficial to us, and we give them the power to live, to be, to express, to in every way demonstrate their life in our world. Is that what you want? Is that what I want? not by a tintype. Not by the slightest. I choose to live in a world of happiness. I choose to live in a world of peace. Even when I'm confused, or even when I'm running into a problem, or even when I'm thinking of things that are distressing to me, I stop it and I say, no, that's not me. That's not me. I am thinking of positive things. I am thinking of joyous things. I am thinking of happy things. I am one-pointedly having an attitude that I choose to demonstrate in my life in every way, one-pointedly. And as I one-pointedly demonstrate this attitude in every way in my life, what happens to me? What happens to me is that what I demonstrate in my life, that is what I experience in my life. What I demonstrate in my life, that is what I'm thinking about. What I demonstrate in my life, that's what I'm one-pointedly directing my attitude toward. And my attitude brings fabulous results. My attitude brings good results. My attitude brings happy results. And I know that everything I do is good and very good. And you do too. You do too. You've been there. You've been through all the experiences. And you've been there, and you know that your attitude brings all things to you. My will to achieve is my one-pointedness in my attitude. My will to achieve is my one-pointedness in my attitude. I remember that. I say that. I claim that. I name that. And I know that. And I am that. And it is me. That's who I am. And that's who you are. Your one-pointedness to achieve is your attitude. My will to achieve, your will to achieve, is your one-pointedness in your attitude. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that it is done now. Let all be done now for me perfectly. And I am one-pointed in my attitude, and I am successful. Join me in this realization and this truth today for yourself, and know it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.